All right, we got Mick from Mick's Bait Shop on the horn with us again. Mick, how is your day going?
It's going awesome. It's a beautiful day out there.
And it looks like this weekend is shaping up to be just beautiful. Perfect summer weekend in Curtis, I imagine, headed your way. But before we go forward, let's go backwards here for a second. I want to find out how the tournament went this weekend. Tell the folks about the tournament and the results.
Went awesome. Nathan Dollar from the Grand Rapids area, he took first place. He had 15.8 pounds of bass that was weighed in. He also had the single heaviest bass at 3.8 pounds. Everybody was there, got a door prize that showed up for weigh-in, and all the children got prizes. So everybody had a great time.
So that sounds like, well, how many contestants did you have, first of all, for the tournament?
We had 24 adults and 5 children.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Very cool. First year for it, right?
Yes.
So hopefully,
this is our first tournament, so...
Yeah, hopefully that bass tournament gets bigger and bigger there in Curtis for next year and in forthcoming years. All right, so let's find out what the hot baits and things were for the bass this weekend first, since we're already on that topic.
Well, actually it was leeches and crawlers with lead heads is what they were using.
Oh, really? Okay.
For the bass.
Pretty simple stuff then.
Yes, yes.
Any colors working better than another?
You know, it was a myriad mix of just about anything that you threw at them this weekend.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to say about the smallmouth and largemouth bass before we move on?
They are still getting them. Seems to be it's leaning towards chartreuse and green now.
Oh, okay.
Everybody still seems to be slamming some nice ones out there. So,
any particular type of structure that you've found them holding in more than other?
Not really. They've kind of been all over the place this year. That seems to be a good season for the fish around here.
That's good. All right. Well, what should we go to next? What type of fish should we talk about?
Well, let's go walleye. That's what everybody likes to eat. So.
No doubt about that. So I'm assuming since you brought it up that the walleye fishing's been okay.
Yes, yes. We do have a few mayflies out there, but it doesn't seem to be slowing stuff down a lot. Leeches and crawlers, I got a few guys using minnows yet. We've got leaf worms and wax worms, too, for anybody that wants to play around with the perch and like that. Seems to be, here again, jig heads, crawler harnesses, and they're doing some bobber fishing. So they seem to be getting them yet.
Oh, and we'll continue with the walleye talk and get into structure and water depths and all that good stuff. Plus, switch over and talk toothy critters. We'll talk pike and muskie all in our next Outdoor Report with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop later on this hour. So stay tuned for part 2 right here on The Outdoor Show.